May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 669. Poor sinners, sunk in sin's tremendous cell, tormented with the fiery darts of hell, on Jesus call, though wretched be your case, he came the lost to seek and save by grace. Hymn 669.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Word of God. Firstly, a few verses in Joshua chapter 9. Joshua chapter 9. And we read from Romans chapter 5. Joshua chapter 9. Romans chapter 5. And it came to pass, when all the kings which were on this side Jordan, in the hills and in the valleys, and in all the coasts of the great sea over against Lebanon, the Hittites and the Amorites, the Canaanites and the Perizzites, the Hivites and the Jebusites heard thereof, that they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua, and with Israel with one accord. And when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done unto Jericho and to Ai, they did work wilily, and went and made as if they had been ambassadors, and took old sacks upon their asses, and wine bottles old and rent and bound up, and old shoes and clouted upon their feet, and old garments upon them, and all the bread of their provision was dry and mouldy. And they went to Joshua unto the camp at Gilgal, and said unto him and to the men of Israel, We be come from a far country, now therefore make ye a league with us. The men of Israel said unto the Hivites, Peradventure ye dwell among us. How shall we make a league with you? And they said unto Joshua, We are thy servants. And Joshua said unto them, Who are ye? And from whence come ye? And they said unto him, From a very far country. Thy servants are come, because of the name of the Lord thy God. For we have heard the fame of him and all that he did in Egypt, and all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites that were beyond Jordan, to Sihon king of Heshbon, and to Og king of Bashan, which was at Ashtaroth. Wherefore our elders and all the inhabitants of our country spake to us, saying, Take victuals with you for the journey, and go to meet them, and say unto them, We are your servants. Therefore now make ye a league with us. This our bread we took hot for our provision out of our houses, on the day we came forth to go unto you, but now behold, it is dry, and it is mouldy. And these bottles of wine which we filled were new, and behold, they be rent. And these our garments and our shoes are become old by reason of the very long journey. And the men took of their victuals, asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. We turn more especially to Romans chapter 5. Therefore, being justified. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, and knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. We turn to verse 17. For if by one man's offence death reigned by one, much more for they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offence of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men, that is, Jew and Gentile, unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offence might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, do help us at the throne of grace. It is there we need thy mercy. It is there, Lord, we need to be in our right place. Lord, we cannot come without that mercy to the mercy seat. Lord, we pray that with us thou wilt be. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt forgive all sin and unworthiness. Lord, we would seek help of God to call upon thee. Lord, for that cleansing away of all sin, we need the precious blood of Jesus. And we need it, Lord, not afar off, but sprinkled upon our heart and conscience in our sin-forfeited lives. We need it, Lord, not in letter, but in spirit. We need it, Lord, to be accompanied by thy power. We pray, Lord, as we have read in thy word of that which was dry and mouldy, oh God forbid, Lord, that it should be so this evening. Oh, leave us not, Lord, to that husky part. Leave us not, O Lord, to self or something base. But, O Lord, to make us what we need to be. We need to be searched right through. We need thine eye upon us, Lord, although it may separate us and try our hearts. Leave us not to be deceived or to deceive others. We pray, Lord, that thou come, for we are no different to the world that passes by. The services here every time thy people gather, we're no different to the hard, cold, indifferent, unrighteous and ungodly, that know nothing at all, that, Lord, we are not one whit better whatsoever, but by grace. Oh, the hardness and the indifference and the coldness, and, Lord, how left to ourselves we could just get through with a name to live, perhaps, and yet be dead. God forbid. Lord, put us among thy people. Although we may know thy hand, Lord, do not leave us to be without chastening. Thereby, Lord, sons and daughters are received. For no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them that are exercised thereby. Lord, do come, we pray, and open the book and touch our hearts. Lord, we need it opened in our very heart that we may be able, Lord, by grace alone to say, abide with us, for it is toward evening, the day is far spent. And we read that he went in to dwell with them. May that be our portion. Shut in, like Noah. And those eight souls indeed, the ark, and may we know it here this evening. Oh, we do pray, Lord, for that right spirit and that contrite heart. And Lord, may we come before thee pleading for the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, remember those that gather and be mindful of each one. Where there is an exercise of mind and heart, but Lord, do fulfill it. If any gather, Lord, because it is service time, and have not that desire for Jabez's blessing, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and keep me from sin, that it may not grieve me. Lord, if there are any left as we have been left, years past, Lord, to begin and grant life. And we plead that they may be trophies of sovereign grace. But Lord, remember us each less. We should, Lord, be left out when thou for them shalt call. We pray, Lord, for the young and those that are grown up, that we remember them. Lord, do grant that thou'lt go before them, the children in the Sabbath school and the little ones too. Oh, with our own little flock and the dear young ones and older ones, we bring them unto Jesus in this dark day. Lord, do be watching over them and keep them and be with them. Grant them thy help in all their school life and everything that belongs to them. But Lord, do go before them and remember them, Lord, and remember us. As we pray, we may each be kept by the mighty power of God. For those that are older, and Lord, we think of those that are afflicted. And we pray, Lord, that thou wouldst remember dear aged friends that are in tribulation's days. Our friend Mr. Parrish in the hospital, and his sister too. We pray that thou wouldst remember them where they are. That Lord, and we pray for thy grace and help, that each that may say it is good for me that I have been afflicted. Lord, do remember them each, we pray. And we seek, Lord, that thou'lt grant thy goodness. And may our friend in the hospital be able to return to his home. We pray, Lord, that thou'lt remember those that carry burdens and feel them to increase. Lord, to be the burden bearer, to grant wisdom and a gracious help in many things. Bless the church. O Lord, may we come as the messenger in the Lord's message. And do grant to our brother laid aside at this time, that Lord, that renewing, we thank thee for health and strength given to the deacons. But Lord, to remember our friend in the present circumstances, and raise him up and be with him and his. We pray, Lord, that thou'lt remember us as we call upon thee, Lord, that thy hand may be upon thy people to guide them and direct them, and to overrule. And we pray also, Lord, that thou wilt remember us as we call upon thee, that thou wilt not leave us, but thou wilt bless the churches. Return, blessed Spirit of truth, and forgive. Lord, may our sins be pardoned as we would not grieve thee. We pray, Lord, that thou wouldst remember our land at this time, given over to dreadful abominations, and each land represented. And we pray, Lord, that thou wouldst return and remember us in this land so once highly favoured. And now, Lord, what can we say? Have mercy upon us. And overturn the designs upon the God-given ordinance of marriage, which is settled in heaven And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt overturn the designs of hell. Oh, to diminish and bring us, Lord, from thy word and the precepts of it to the very depths of depravity. Oh, do remember us in our land at this time, and that, Lord, do appear. And oh, the idolatry of those that follow the torch, as it is called, throughout the land, may it be overturned, and may there be followers of the meek and lowly Lamb here and there. And Lord, do deliver us from the dreadful things that seem to defile our land on every hand. But we need thee, Lord, to remember us personally. Or maybe not be like Ephraim, joined unto idols. Pray, Lord, that thou wouldst remember any who may need this specially. The Lord, to come and grant to them some of those tokens which are for good. And Lord, may they not go empty, sent away, but may they go from thy house feeling that thou art mindful of them. And that thou wilt appear. We ask, Lord, that thou wilt richly bless those that may seem to pray in vain. No, Lord, do come, we pray thee, grant the prayer of that effectual man that availeth much for us in heaven's high courts above. And Lord, remember, we pray in the families, and remember each and every case and every need, and remember the afflicted, the Lord, in other places. The Lord, remember us as we seek in our need to fall at thy feet, and we seem to need that especial help. We thank thee, Lord, for that union that has been expressed. And we thank thee, Lord, for that binding together. May it ever be so. Lord, do grant, we pray thee, there may be that blessing to the causes here and at Fenstanton. We ask, Lord, that thou come now, Lord, and be in the right hand of the poor. And we pray that thou wilt remember us each. Lord, to undertake for us like Hezekiah. And, O Lord, make us faithful in the Lord's message. But Lord, may it please thee to come and remember us for good. We plead that name which is above every name. We ask, Lord, that thou wilt hear, when thou hearest, forgive. For we would also bless thee for thy many mercies, thy great goodness. We ask all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 806, the first part. Christ is the friend of sinners, be that forgotten never. A wounded soul and not a whole becomes a true believer. To see sin smarts but slightly, to own with lip confession is easier still, but oh, to feel cuts deep beyond expression. Hymn 806, the first part.
me. Help me, I will direct you to the fifth chapter of Romans, Romans chapter 5. And we will read the first five verses, especially verses 3 to 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. We feel directed to speak firstly from the fifth verse. That part of it where we read, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Now, that is the vital matter, friends, that we speak rightly of the cause why the apostle says, but we glory in tribulations also. It is not that we glory by tribulations, but in tribulations. In tribulations which are spoken of as severe afflictions, be they bodily or spiritually. But then we must speak firstly from the words here to ever begin to speak rightly of the matters that precede the fifth verse. Let me speak as the Lord may help me, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Well, we might immediately think of that wonderful manifestation of it, unmistakable, in the sweetest blessing of God in our souls. Well, may it be so. May even the love of God be known as we read of the love of Christ. Sing of it too. But I want to speak as the Lord may guide me. It seems to come on my mind that the apostle is speaking of the love of God shed abroad in that gracious way, in that wonderful way that is the mover eternally of every blessing. The love of God shed abroad in our hearts, friends, is certainly bestowed in the new birth. Oh, to know the truth of it by sweet experience. Let me try and speak as the Lord may help me. I believe that there are certain marks that belong to the new birth that are unmistakable, cannot be copied. We've read some very solemn things of deceit and pretense. We want to notice, friends, that the love of God in the truth of it shed abroad in the heart is a most profound and wonderful thing. It cannot be imitated. I mean the true love of God shed abroad. I believe it works out in the hearts of those that are born again, love to God, his ways and his truth. We read here of the love of God being shed abroad in our hearts, how we need it. I suppose it could be said we are reminded of the love of the world, got it in our own hearts, would not have it so. And then there's a love of self. A dreadful thing that is. And we have the love of God. Oh friends, that's the remedy, isn't it? That we need it shed abroad in our hearts. Now, it seems to me that we may perhaps speak of it in the wonderful outworking of it in the purposes of God's grace. But I believe, friends, in my heart, that when the Lord gives a new birth, there'll be a complete new principle that loves God. Goes out after God in his ways, in his truth. I was thinking of that word, and we've sung somewhat of the truth of it. That dry doctrine that cannot save us. I thought this afternoon of that verse where it says, and all the bread of their provision was dry and mouldy. That won't suffice, will it, for those that are born again and love the truth? Oh, there'll be that need for the Lord to grant his blessing upon the word. Cannot take it to ourselves. Now we have the gift of it. Need the Lord to bless it. I want to gather up, so the Lord may help me, those that may severely be tempted that they cannot know anything. But unless it be in some profound way that without any doubt at all that they shall be manifest as the children of God. I believe the scriptures teach differently, friends. We read of those characters that went after him. Some to the border of his garment, not just for the healing of their bodies, but to touch him by faith. And those that would see Jesus, those Greeks, was it not the love of God shed abroad in their hearts in the outworking of his sovereign grace to go with the people of God, or to be found amongst his dear people? And it comes to it, doesn't it? There will be a love to God and his ways, whatever be the cost. I mean, in this, that we'll be ready to be searched. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my reins. That's the effect of the love of God. And the word may come. We read of it in the chapter here when the law enters, that the offence might abound. And the love of God in the heart approves it, falls under it. But oh, the cutting edge of it. Oh, the separation of it. But where the love of God is in exercise, there'll be that desire, Lord, teach me, that I know not. Help me under this great knowledge of sin and deliver me. Doesn't lead to fatalism, does it? It's rather, it loves the hand of God, that whatever may be in his hand. Oh, for that grace of God to fall under the divine will. And that's how we seem to come here this evening, We need a right access, entrance into these verses. It's not sufficient, is it, to say that by any tribulations we are the children of God. Friends, rather it is what the Lord said, to a wise end, the love of God's in it. Those that know what it is to be called by grace, does it not leave an aching void? Aching void the world can never fill. Perhaps we never thought of it like that. That's what the love of God produces. All things else, dung and dross. The apostle said that I may win Christ. We often speak of it as loss for Christ. And friends, the love of God works, doesn't it? In the good purpose and wonderful grace of God. And if we're right in our doctrine this evening, friends, it leads upwards, doesn't it? To the love of God. Ever it should be so. That God's love should be fixed upon his people to cause them to love him and to seek for him and to bow humbly before him. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. Oh, we may not be able to hardly see it, feel it perhaps. Now, I'm speaking very carefully because there are most certainly those times when, oh, it is so sweetly felt. Don't want to gather up those that may feel to be very tried in the point. Do they know anything? Well, friends, where does the love of God lead us? In truth, to his dear feet, to the throne of grace, to that knowledge of being nothing, and to feel that we need him most. Now, what is the antithesis, the opposite to it? Friends, it's vain deceit. We have read some very solemn things in that chapter that I want to just touch upon, only to set forth the truth more clearly. Those that are born of God, with the love of God shed abroad in their hearts, they're not want to deceive God nor man. We read of those Gibeonites, a very lively type of old nature. They did work wilily, went and made as if they'd been ambassadors. But friends, the matter is this, the Lord delivers his people from it. I must not dwell there, because it seems only but to bring us more upon the truth in our text. How the Lord is pleased to deliver his people from any such deceit. We read leaving that part, we read of the accounts where they spoke or seemed to represent themselves as being from a very far country. But friends, really, it was otherwise, wasn't it? But I want to perhaps leave it with this word, and the men took of their victuals and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. But I haven't come here to speak from that part. Rather to know some sweet knowledge of the text as God may make it known. There are many things that attend the love of God, although it may hardly be felt at times. We read these beautiful truths that belong to the people of God that are ready to be searched and fall at his feet. Perhaps it's a good prayer, isn't the Lord, if I am deceived, undeceive me. It will belong to those that seek the Lord. Oh, how it's a principle, friends, of truth and sincerity. It's a heavenly principle. It's in the Lord Jesus. I want to come quickly. The apostle then speaks of the gospel being justified by faith and faith alone. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, it is only by faith. And then the apostle speaks, we have access by this faith. Not a different faith. Oh, it is that justifying faith. And to this grace wherein we stand. Oh, what a need it is in these dark days to stand, and having done all to stand. Friends, let me make it abundantly clear. It is as God is pleased to grant us the whole armour of God. Rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now we read these words that seem to come before us. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. Very clearly in my mind, friends, it is that sanctifying or that purpose of God according to the love of God, not above these tribulations than God's love decrees. Oh, some of you know exactly what I mean. Hymn writer says, our sorrows in the scales he weighs, measures out our pains. Now I speak very carefully. But those painful afflictions or painful thoughts, things which belong to the way that God has put you in. Oh, the matter very clearly is this. The love of God will lead us even to glory and tribulations also, if Christ be mine. Then, the hymn writer says, then all is well if Christ be mine. And what are these tribulations? Well, friends, very clearly, it is what God permits, what God's love appoints even. But, and the meaning of it, I think, is severe afflictions. Not just a little slight uncomfortableness, but, friends, what God sends to bring us to his feet. So. We'll turn down the chapter. I thought of that. Confirming the souls of the disciples. Now they are those disciples that Jesus loves. And exhorting them to continue in the faith. And that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. And that is a word that bears so much upon our verses here, that we glory in tribulations also. Not that we can glory in them, in saying that we are so much the children of God, but rather this, if the Lord appoints it, he will give us grace. And I have to think of Manoah and his wife. Really I think she knew the truth in these verses, and Manoah was in great straits, or they were, but she said, if the Lord were pleased to kill us, he would not have showed us such things as these. The love of God's in it, isn't it? How the dear woman was such a helpmeet, and that's God's order, isn't it? Oh, how often it's a wonderful thing that when one can help the other. But we glory in tribulations also. It's good doctrine, isn't it? Oh, inasmuch as the Lord stands above it, these tribulations attend the life journey, that the world complain of tribulation. There's certain expressions, isn't there? These things are sent to try us. But the most ungodly that may say that over the fence, it doesn't mean anything. But oh, these tribulations that God is pleased to send in his love are to deliver us. And to bring us on our way. Not with a deceit, but friends, with a true heart. And with that desire that God may perfect that which concerneth me. It pleases God to grant tribulations. Appoint them, but rather permit them. Some of you have walked right through them. Wonderful thing. At the end of them you can say, it is good for me that I have been afflicted. For afflictive dispensation, when thou canst know deliverance, yet still this man. Thy strength shall be. But we glory in tribulations also. Now, again I say it, it's according to the love of God, not his anger. Where would we be? But according to the purposes of God, that we might trust him where we cannot trace him. And this is not vain glory, is it? But it is that glory that is given to him, to crown him Lord of all. But we glory in tribulations also. The apostle speaks of things he has handled, tasted and felt. He goes on to say, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Well, the matter of it is this. The Lord that gives severe, perhaps, affliction, he works patience. You have need of patience. After you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Oh, how we may stand in need of patience. But the Lord is pleased to keep his people patiently waiting. Now let me say again, friends, it's according to that which is right, according to that which is his purpose, the humbling of the creature. But oh, it is that grace that he gives, isn't it? Knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Well, sometimes we're like Peter, so impetuous. The apostle speaks of what God works by his love. The patience, experience. experience hope. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost is given unto us. Now all these things, friends, are in the boundless, wonderful workings of our God. We may think of the wonderful works of nature, but though man does all he can to defy the Almighty, doesn't he? We believe the works of God are in creation that cannot be otherwise. But what about these works that are hidden? What about the Lord that works in the hearts of poor sinners? Equally, friends, giving glory to God. Oh, if the Lord is pleased to fulfill that word in Romans, isn't it? I believe, yes. All things work together for good to them that love God, because the love of God is shed abroad in their hearts first. Work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose of love. Tribulation worketh patient. You know, there's another aspect of it. Friends, we read of in the hand of a mediator, don't we? In the word of God. Now, it is in the hand of God to work things. And that's what we need, isn't it? To be like clay in his hand, that's so ready to be found low at his feet, and to be amongst his dear people. We're often struck by that word in Jeremiah, that the vessel in the hand of the potter was marred. So he made it again another vessel. And friends, that is in the hand of God, isn't it? That his works that are not at all ineffectual, but to our poor measurement, we might begin to rebel and find fault with God, and he makes it again another vessel. And reveals himself in that performing the hand of God as the potter over the clay. Not like those Gibeonites that work their hand, but God's hand. We've spoken of it at home. We need grace in our hearts to think upon the hand of God, how bountifully it supplies our needs. But you know, it's more than that, isn't it? It's that right hand, or that hand of God that by which he takes his people and leads them safely on. I will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. There may be some in severe affliction or tribulation, which is severe afflictions. Friends, may they sweetly prove that the love of God is the same. No change. Oh, our doubting hearts, friends, I've got the worst one. It soon cannot for a moment be still, know that he is God, without his grace. But we glory in tribulations also. Wonderful thing if this word is put over against those matters which are according to the purpose of God and the deliverance of his people. But, friends, does it not need an upright heart? Does it not need that submissive, will which only God can give. But we glory in tribulations also. And this is the experience that we read of a little further, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience. Well, that is what we stand upon, isn't it? Friends, it's necessary to touch upon it because there is much lesser religion, which really is the dry and mouldy part of it. But it's experience, isn't it? We need that experimental knowledge of truth. We need to be in our right place, but and to be nothing and yet something. Not something and yet nothing. The matter of it is this, the Lord puts a particular mark upon his people. They'll be so glad the Lord to bless them, they never think they're laid too low. If Jesus on them pity show. Remember when I was exercised about the ministry. Remember going up and down Tunbridge Wells Common in my lunch hour with a heavy burden. And friends, I didn't know how to think about it. It seemed impossible. The Lord brought me so low, I said to him, I wouldn't mind what he sent. If he would make it plain to me. I didn't know what I asked of the Lord. Soon there was tribulation indeed. My poor heart sank under it. But I thought if I prayed enough, and I thought it would only be a little tribulation and God would soon appear. Friends, it was right through it. Through much tribulation. God made it plain, but not to a few years afterwards. That severe affliction, there were many, many things. No, the matter, friends, is this. We hardly know what we do need. But the Lord, I've said at home that if we get too high, the Lord will bring us low. And that's how it was with me. I began to think there was wrong in this and that. And I thought J.C. Philpott wasn't quite what he ought to be. And as I was soon brought so low. And that's the very spirit of man, isn't it? Friends, it's opposed to sovereign grace. We learn it by experience. Really, we only learn of the malady of sin. Not in the head, but in the heart. Oh, there's too much of it, friends. It's please be saved and then you can live as you will. No. The Lord teaches in the heart what separation from God is. In a living heart, you'll tremble. To live without God, or to be separated eternally from the throne of grace, and the word of God, friends, it will fill the soul with dread. It's hardly what we can speak of in words, but friends, it's that dreadful knowledge of how far off we are. Perhaps some of you feel like that tonight. Far off, and you cannot find your signs at all. The letter doesn't help, does it? Need the Lord to open the book, fetch out something that might be upon the gospel table. By sweet experience taught, call upon him while we live. Oh, and friends, I've said it before, it will straighten us out. Oh, we cannot but touch upon it, friends. It will bring us upon the honour and glory of God. And we will have to seek for grace to be faithful, but I must pass on. Patience, experience. The matter of it is this, it's what is learned, or what has to be learned again, or over and over again. There are many friends, I fear, that have not a good experience of what it is taught in the word, ye must be born again. Little word, must. Not be born again, but ye must be born again. And then the matter is this, friends, it's by experience we know the love of God shed abroad. May have many blessings in providence. That isn't the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by way of deliverance, is it? From the law and from bondage and corruption and hardness, coldness, deadness, the wretched self in every view needs the love of God, doesn't it? And there is a time in sweet experience when the Lord brings poor sinners near. Not because they are so good or so ready. In this respect, it's sovereign. The Lord grants it in a day of small things. When the Lord brings his people nigh by the blood of the cross. That's what the blood of Christ does. Brings near. It's the atonement. Oh, the profound guilt and dreadful sin and dominion of it. Its power too. The blood of Christ heals. I endorse the prayer in the vestry, which does for sin atone. Something I have to dwell upon there. Of course it did for sin atone, but we need it made over, and it does for sin atone. And it's experience that sweetly knows something of it. Patience, experience, and experience hope. Well, there are many that hope for things of an earthly nature, but these things are heavenly. But let me speak of it like this. It's a good hope through grace. The saints possess. And the matter is this, it hopes, that hope hopes, doesn't it? I suppose it could be said it springs eternal, but in the truest sense, it hopes in God. Beautiful psalm, isn't there? Psalm 43. 42 and 43. What thou cast down, O my soul, what thou disquieted within me. Hope thou in God. The Lord finds out his people. And he sets them at his right hand. Hope thou in God. psalmist said, by hope I shall yet praise him. The help of his countenance. Help of his countenance and my God. Then experience hope, and the Lord is pleased to speak of it here in his word, that maketh not ashamed. So it's a good hope, that it is according to the purpose of God, the will of God, the love of God. There's faith, hope and love, isn't there, in our text. And that is a hope, friends, it's well founded. Oh, it is founded upon the very merits of Jesus. My soul, hope thou in God, for my expectation is from him. Well, not a pretense, not something which is carnal, but friends, it's that hope in his mercy, isn't it? Hoping against hope, we read. And friends, it's a good hope because Christ is the object of it. Let me be ever so clear. Oh, there are many false hopes, but this is a good hope. Hope that maketh not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. How needful then the Holy Ghost. And just one other thought here. Hope that maketh not ashamed. Jesus is the God of hope. He works it by his power. It doesn't conflict, does it, with the purposes of God in this? There is that hope. When the Lord brought me to consider the pastorate, I had learned a few things, and I had to think that I might be utterly at his hand, because we cannot dictate. That's a hope that maketh ashamed. Hope that maketh not ashamed is that which falls into the will of God, ready to receive whatever he gives, or denies. But in the purposes of our salvation, the Lord will not put that hope to shame. Oh, it is very, very clear. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. By the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Well, it's not deserved, is it? Not merited. It's sovereign. The word of God is the pouring out of the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. That's what we need. We need it in our land and in the churches. Oh, but the matter, friends, in leaving a very few things is this. The matter is all of love, isn't it? To his dear people, love to sinners that are called by grace divine. Called to know his love. Now lastly, may the Lord grant that great knowledge and the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the knowledge of him. And it is a love of Christ, isn't it? Fixed on his own eternally. The Lord forgive anything amiss. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Chapman will preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Pocock on Tuesday evening next week. Let us close with hymn 513. In mounts of danger and of straits, my soul for his salvation waits. Jehovah Jireh will appear and save me from my gloomy fears. Hymn 513.
Cover with the mantle of thy forgiving love. Grant to us, Lord, that time we shall know the shedding abroad in a comforting way to the salvation and lifting up of our souls of the love of God. We pray for it. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with you all. Amen.